From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, you'll hear a message from God's Word brought by Dr. Alan Cairns, the Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. He continues his studies on the subject of prayer. The focus of the current message is on the opening words of the Lord's Prayer, Our Father. This speaks of the believer's relationship to God. As Dr. Cairns is emphasizing, not everyone is a child of God in this spiritual sense, for as Christ made clear, the children of God are those who have come to Christ for salvation. Before coming to the message, Dr. Cairns calls attention to a subject that receives little emphasis in our day, the power of sin.
We hear a lot about global problems. Every problem seems to take on global aspects in this age of instant communication. There's global warming, either problem or scam, according to which expert you listen to. There's worldwide economic trouble, depression, need, poverty. There are health problems. There are great things that challenge the lives of millions. Millions have died of AIDS, and we're told millions more will die of AIDS. We hear about the resurgence of tuberculosis and diseases that we felt were defeated long ago, and the great problems that they are now presenting on a worldwide scale. So, sure enough, the world seems to be in trouble. The problems are diverse. But you know, at the bottom of it all, there is one ultimate reason. The cause, maybe simply put, it is sin. That's where it all began. We're told in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, that by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. All the dying in the world is the result of the entrance of sin. All the associated problems, all the wars, all the bloodshed, all the disease, all the result of sin. Now, don't misunderstand me. I am not saying what some charismatic crackpot preachers will say to you, that every disease, every sickness you have is the direct result of some sin that you have committed. That is just not so. The Lord Jesus said it wasn't so. When his disciples asked him concerning the man who was born blind, was it because of his own sin or the sin of his parents? The Lord Jesus said, neither. In other words, it is just not true that every sickness is the result of some immediate sin. But ultimately, all these things entered into the world by the entrance of sin. Now, there's an even bigger problem. Thus far, we've been talking about problems of body, problems that affect people in this world and nations and their economies and all the rest of it. But there's an even bigger problem. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 2, that your sins have separated between you and your God. They've hid his face from you, that he will not hear you. Sin has separated man from God. Sin is the ultimate problem. The power, the prevalence of sin is absolutely alarming, and it is destructive in every way. It is destructive even to bringing men and women down to an everlasting punishment in separation from their God. But thank God there is a solution. The Bible tells us that Christ put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Now, you would think that would be the greatest news that you could give to sinners. It is the greatest news you can give to sinners. And yet, why is it that so many sinners treat it as an intrusion into their liberty, a denial even of their liberty, to come and tell them that there's an answer to their sin. The trouble is, you see, that while people hate the results of sin, sinners love sin. Jesus said, men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. The power of sin is great, it is prevalent, it is destructive. As I've said, people don't like its results. They don't like affliction, suffering, and trouble. They don't like that. But at the same time, they love the sin that causes it. And that's why so many people reject the very answer that God has provided for the greatest problem of the world today. Now, I can't solve the problems of the world. I can't even solve your problems. But I can tell you, Jesus Christ can meet you today, and he can deal with your sin, and especially the immediate result. It's not to say you'll be delivered from every bodily affliction. It's not to say that you will have release from every bodily sickness. The redemption of the body awaits the coming again of the Lord Jesus Christ. But what it does say is that he will destroy your alienation from God. He will reconcile you to God. He will forgive you your sins. He will remove the guilt. He will justify you freely, bring you into acceptance with God, give you life now that's worth living, give you the power to face death in the victory of the cross and the empty tomb of Christ, and bring you everlastingly to glory. Jesus Christ has the power to break the power of your sin today.
There's a sweet and blessed story of the Christ who came from glory just to rescue me from sin and misery. He in loving kindness sought me, and from sin and shame he brought me. Hallelujah, Jesus ransomed me.
Hallelujah, what a Savior.
Hallelujah, lift him from the miry clay and set him free. I will ever tell the story, shouting glory, glory, glory.
Jesus came to lift the lost in sin and woe, into liberty all glorious trophies of his grace, victorious evermore, rejoicing here below. I am high with joy increasing, and with gratitude unceasing, lifted up the Christ forevermore to be. I will join the host singing in the anthem ever ringing.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If this series on prayer is helpful to you, you may be interested in obtaining Dr. Cairns's book, The Lord's Prayer, which contains the text of the entire series. You may purchase a copy in a number of ways. You may find the book on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Simply go to the website and click on Web Store. If you prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. However you choose to obtain a copy, you're sure to receive a great blessing as you apply these truths about prayer in your own life.
We stand reconciled unto Thee by the cross of Jesus Christ, and we approach Thy throne clothed in the merits of Thine own dear Son. Thou art our Father. We are Thy children. Thou hast begotten us, as Peter tells us, He has begotten us again to a living hope. As James tells us, of His own will begat He us with the word of truth. Thou hast brought us to a new birth. Thou hast made us new creatures. Thou hast indeed, as 2 Peter 1:4 tells us, made us partakers of the divine nature. I'm going to make a confession to you. I really don't know what those words mean. I'm afraid, to be quite honest, even to try to describe what they mean, in case in my folly and stupidity I say that which would be unworthy of God. All I can say is, here is something, and I have read what the commentators say on it and all the rest of it, but they're as ignorant as I am on this matter. What does it mean to be a partaker of the divine nature? What does it mean? It means vastly more than I can ever say. It does not mean I become God. I become some way part of God, that some sort of crazy pantheistic notion. That's not the meaning. But there is a communication from God to me and to every other believer in Jesus Christ. A communication of grace, of virtue, of that which transforms our very inmost being. I have preached 1,000 times in this pulpit on the legal aspects of salvation, how that God justifies us once and for all perfectly by imputing to us the absolutely perfect righteousness of Christ. That is our legal standing before God, and that is the heart of the gospel. But you know, the Bible also teaches that God does a moral work within us on the basis of that first work. And that moral work is, He conforms us to the image of Christ. And how He does it? He makes us partakers of the divine nature. Marvelous statement. When I come to God, I'm not coming as an alien being. When I cry, "Our Father," I'm crying, "Lord, I'm a creature, but I'm redeemed. I'm reconciled to God. I'm begotten again to a living hope, born again of the Holy Spirit. I'm made a partaker of the divine nature. I'm bearing Thy name." I'm always amused by the American fetish, and it has to be called that, of finding out the history of a family name. It's great business for places like Northern Ireland, to be quite honest. We have an office in Belfast that's kept busy all year round, helping Americans find out their family name, its roots, its ramifications. I'm not condemning that, by the way. There are reasons for it that are not my business this morning. I can't say I've ever shared it. I'll tell you why. At the end of the day, every family name left to itself, considered alone, is nothing more than a passport to hell. I'm an Ulster man, a Northern Irish man, a Scots-Irish, an Ulster-Scot, whatever, all these names speak of the one thing. And humanly speaking, am I proud of that heritage? Yes, I am. But what does it matter? I fear there are millions of Irish men and Scots men in God's hell. And English men. And Americans. And every other nation and every other family known to men. But there is one family name that matters most of all. And there's not one member with this family name ever kept out of heaven. That's the name that I want. Daniel tells us very clearly in chapter 9, verse 19, "Thy people are called by Thy name." That's it. Thy people are called by Thy name. When we cry, "Abba, Father," or "Our Father," we are saying, "Lord, we are Thine not only by creation, but by redemption. We are born again. We are admitted into the family of God. We bear Your name upon us." That's the testimony. That's why, you know, I said when Jesus taught us this prayer, He gave it as a pattern for all our praying, but He also gave it as a prayer to pray. I have been saved for many years. I have prayed through, I suppose, all or most of the great prayers of the Bible. And that time and again. But I never can get beyond the Lord's Prayer. and alone with God many and many and many a time, I stop at this. Our Father. Our Father. What a testimony. If that's your testimony today, if God is your Father, then rejoice. Let all hell array its hatred and its fury against you. You will be in heaven. And God will keep you safe along the way until He gets you there. If you can honestly testify, Thou art my Father, I am thy child, then you can say in the words of the old hymn, It is well. It is well with my soul. What a testimony this is. We're looking to God when we say, Our Father, and we're saying, Father, Thou has saved us. What a testimony. Think of what that's saying. Job, in chapter 17, verse 14, said these words, I have said to corruption, Thou art my Father. To the worm, Thou art my mother and my sister. The great Puritan Thomas Manton commented on that verse, we are cousins to worms, a handful of enlivened dust. That puts the pride of man in its place, you know. Well, I have an IQ of 432. Well, so what? You're still a cousin to a worm. But I've made $1 million. You're still a handful of enlivened dust. That's all. Don't get proud of things. You know, there's not a thing in the world to be proud about. Just a cousin to worms. Yet we can say, Our Father. And I want to tell you how it comes about. We're just worms of the dust. Fear not thou what? Thou worm, Jacob. How did a worm become one of the sons of God? Listen to me very carefully. For what I say is not my idea, it's what the Bible says. A worm becomes one of the sons of God because the Son of God made himself a worm. Psalm 22, the awful lamentation of Christ on the cross. I am a worm and no man. How does a worm become one of the sons of God? By the Son of God, the second person of the eternal Trinity, coming down into this world via a virgin's womb to become a man, and then to sink to the depths of human ignominy and shame, bearing all the sins and all the guilt and all the wickedness and all the hell-deserving characters or characteristics of his people, taking that awful burden upon himself until he said, I am a worm. Because Christ, the Son of God, went to the depths of shame, he lifts worms from the depths of shame to the heights of glory. Now are we the sons of God. Our Father. What a testimony. That's the testimony of every Christian. That's the testimony that we raise as we come to God in prayer. And it opens up the whole matter of prayer. Because given this intimacy of relationship, will God then not hear us? Will He turn a deaf ear to us? Will He harden His heart against us? Can He cast us away from His presence? My friend, understand this. If we are all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ, then God will no more. I'll go further. God can no more dismiss those children of His than He can dismiss His own dear Son. It's a total impossibility. Our Father.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.